The shutdown of state government looms large on the horizon. Many county services could be delayed or halted when grants and aids from the state are not forthcoming. The county board met Tuesday, and Cook County Commissioner Sue Hakes is not optimistic.
It seems that it's inevitable. I and a couple other commissioners were at the AMC District Conference workshop in Aiken County last Thursday night and Friday morning, and we got the straight scoop from St. Paul, and it seems, you know, that the shutdown is impending, that it's going to happen. It will affect the local government here, and at the County Human Services Board meeting yesterday, both Sue Footerer, the director, and Jan Parrish, the financial director, talked about that.
Many of the county's most vulnerable residents could be affected by late payments or stoppage of services.
Our local human services department is working hard to have a contingency plan should some of the funding not come in a timely measure.
Previous shutdowns have ranged from a day to about 2 weeks. Hakes said that's not the word she heard at the Association of Minnesota Counties meeting.
Predictions from the AMC conference were 2 to 7 weeks. They feel that it won't go beyond the start of school. And I hope that it's less, of course. You know, it's interesting. Well, it's depressing, actually. What's in being done as an intention to save money, potentially, is costing us money. The effort that's gone into contingency plans and the effort that's gone into figuring out what will happen if this and if that, and then just gearing up again after a shutdown, there's a big cost.
Among all the bad news, Hakes said there was one bright spot.
There was a piece of good news, though. The payment in lieu of taxes, some of that PILT money is forthcoming in a timely manner, so we shouldn't miss those payments. So we were really happy to hear about that, and I think that's a couple hundred thousand bucks.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.